BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
We're at your service. What can we do?
The one.
For Wednesday.
Bambaleo.
Easy radio.
One. Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
So much sass.
I think we're quite best friends.
Yes.
Three, two.
Radio one.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, the best bangers caller we have had for ages. You'll get to love him. His name is Nathaniel. He was great.
I agree. I think he's set the bar. In fact, that can be a challenge. If you think you can be better than Nathaniel, then get in touch for bangers.
We've got a new show character, guys. Also on this podcast,
a couple find out if they would swipe for each other on a dating app. Awkward as.
There's an excellent Bumbleo Wednesday and Harry Potter and the Gobful of Water. In you and a bingo with Daniel Radcliffe. Progress.
Yeah, I'm good. Buzzing for Bumbleo Wednesday today.
And buzzing for Innuendo Bingo. This time last week, it was Saffron Barker off of YouTube and Strictly. And these were some of the innuendos you sent in.
Well, I'm a trombonist, so yes. This is a butternut squash trombone with a mouthpiece made out of a carrot.
Okay.
So I basically have made that as close to my mouthpiece shape as possible, and I go for, like, the biggest bell end bit.
Yeah. Yes. We're still looking for these, by the way, because there is a new run of Innuendo Bingo happening. If you see or hear anything on the TV or radio, you think, well, that'd be good for bingo. Remember, we still need your emails. We can't make any other bingo without you being our eyes and ears. So email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
It's true, this. Certain shows as well are so fruitful for innuendo bingo. I'm talking Bake Off. I'm talking anything with animals. I'm talking your Spring Watches,
yep.
your Planet Earths,
yep.
your Deep Souths, or whatever they are.
Yeah, these are our go-to shows,
yes.
really.
Yes, yeah.
Here's another one from last week.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, because she's a vicar's daughter, she hates the chances of men and women in public on live radio and television mass debating.
Having a massive debate there.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1. There were awkward calls to both of our partners on yesterday's show. This has blown up a bit, hasn't it?
Well, unbelievable. I can't believe how many messages I've got about this on Insta, largely involving the word savage. But other messages like this. Damn, girl, you just did that. OMG. Another person. Ha, 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 your face. Lots of savage, savage. This is savage levels 1000. You get where I'm going with this?
I do, yeah. So yesterday, because neither of us met our partners on dating apps, we met them in real life, we asked this question first to Chris's actual wife.
If we were to have met on a dating app, right, so let's say my picture just popped up and you didn't know me or anything like that, didn't know you, but my picture just popped up and you can be honest with this, I won't hold it against you. Would you have swiped right?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Ah. All right, okay.
Ugh.
The worst.
It still makes me feel so awkward. And if you see the video, which is all over social media, our faces, both of our faces say it all, really.
It's a horrible game.
How was the conversation in the house last night after
yesterday's
show?
Because obviously we had to discuss it, didn't we?
Yeah.
So you like my face, don't you?
Was that an
actual... I like it now.
Was that a question? I like it now.
Scott Mills.
Here's my call from yesterday. If we... Obviously we didn't, but if we met on a dating app, right, would you have swiped right for me, which is... A yes.
Which picture would have been showing though?
Right, so it completely depends on the picture. So Natalie told us on the show yesterday that she's keen to know the same, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
So how did you meet your partner?
Met three friends on a night out.
Yeah, so do you feel like you've missed out by not doing dating apps?
Yeah, so I don't fully understand the whole swipe left, swipe right.
Oh, no, come on, it's dead simple. You swipe right if you like the look of someone, left if you don't. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. Like, I do feel I missed out a tiny bit by not being involved. But then I've got loads of mates who are on some of these dating apps who are bored of it. And I can't even imagine how you can be single and bored of being on dating apps. Mm. However, it does mean that a lot of couples have this conversation that we're having at the moment, which is, would you have swiped right?
Are you married or is he a boyfriend?
Boyfriend.
Okay. And what's his name?
James.
Now, he's never been on the dating apps as well, as far as you know.
As far as I'm aware, no.
As far as you know, right, like this.
And you said yesterday on the show you don't think he would swipe right now.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Is there any reason for that?
I think I don't know, because it's a lot of how you look, isn't it? And I suppose it's probably a bit of a vain thing that I don't think he would.
Oh, love you.
Would you have swiped right for him?
Yes.
That's not convincing. I like this. Let's get it found out for you.
Right. Scott Mills. We are creating a lot of difficult conversations in people's households because of this whole swiping thing.
You say difficult. It's interesting.
Well, listen to Ruby from Cornwall. She says, I'd always kind of lied to my boyfriend and said I never saw him come up on my Tinder. After listening to Radio 1 yesterday and having the conversation again last night, I had to admit to him I actually did see him. I just swiped left.
Oh. Oh, that's
so
harsh.
That is difficult, yeah. Hey, Natalie.
Hi.
Yesterday on the show, Natalie got in touch and said, I don't think my partner would swipe right for me. They didn't meet on dating apps, like me and Chris. We didn't meet ours on there either. But we do feel we missed out a bit. And you're saying you don't think he would have swiped right, which I think you're doing yourself a disservice, Natalie. Hi, James.
Hi there.
Nice one for getting involved in this, because... Yeah. I think a lot of people are having this conversation now. You know, people in your situation, it's just interesting to know, isn't it? Little honesty game as a couple.
Mm.
You've never been on the dating apps, right?
No, I've never been on them.
James, Natalie was on the show yesterday saying she didn't think that you would have swiped right if you had met on the dating apps. But let's find out. So, James, would you have swiped right for Natalie?
I definitely would have.
Things were building up. I don't think there's a right or wrong answer in this. It's a slightly awkward one.
And Natalie, back to you. Bit hesitant last time. Would you have swiped right for James?
Of course I would.
And James, can I ask why?
Because she's a good-looking girl and... Yeah. It's kind of vain to say that, but yeah, she's a good-looking girl, and now we know.
Right, there we are, see? Natalie, you've got your answer.
I have.
Scott Mills.
Good afternoon, Laura in Cheltenham, who says, how have you managed to get Daniel Radcliffe on Inuna Bingo? Here's the thing, Laura, he actually loves it. He has been on before. It was a long time ago. I'm saying 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, he did. Well, he did the game, and he loved it so much. So naturally, when the opportunity came, he wanted to go for it again. And now... Innuendo Bingo's even bigger. It's wetter.
Do you know what I find, and it still kind of blows my mind, when someone as famous as Daniel Radcliffe knows about Innuendo Bingo?
Yeah, I get that.
A little bit. That's Harry Potter.
I get that, but loads of people will have been listening to Innuendo Bingo for so long, and it's just become part of the norm, right? But the thing is, loads of people obviously enjoy this game,
right.
And it goes around the world. This is something that, you know, we sort of see sometimes, but... You know, loads of other radio stations try and copy it.
Yeah, they do.
It's crazy.
Other fans include Lewis Capaldi, loves it.
Yeah.
Prince William loves Innuendo Bingo.
It's bizarre.
Do you remember when William and Kate came in?
Yes.
And William was like, this is off air. He's like, I love Innuendo Bingo. And then Kate Middleton goes, I just called her Kate Middleton. Kate Middleton goes, what's Innuendo Bingo? And he's like, I'll tell you later, darling.
Yeah.
So good.
What, although, would have loved to have been there for that conversation. Imagine trying to explain that to her.
Yeah. Later on that evening.
Although, imagine if one day he does it. Open invitation.
But I mean, you never know. Innuendo Bingo with Daniel Radcliffe at 3 p.m. today on Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Congratulations, you. You've made it to Wednesday. And I think we should all celebrate by having a little relax, a little break. Let's break loose for a few minutes, yeah?
Yeah, let's cut free, yeah?
Yeah. It's Bumbleo Wednesday. Amor de compra y venta, amor de el pasado. Yo! Ven, 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 ven. Stop what you're doing and enjoy. First for Daisy in Belfast. Superfan Steve meeting Curtis from Love Island.
Lovely young lady. You're a lovely young lady, lovely 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 lady.
Jake in Cambridge just wants Fisher laughing.
Ew. You're...
Oh, I love him. Lewis in Bournemouth says, I'd like to hear Chris losing it during his guide to Hull.
Go visit Britain's smallest window.
I think I might have missed that one.
At the George Hotel. Or Flock. As many people do, to go see the largest Yorkshire pudding factory in the world.
I think we need to break.
Oh, we've barely started.
You've lost. Should we break?
Okay,
right, let's break. No, we're going to break. Liam and Rail says, can we have the lady from Funny Business the other day? While you're on the phone to her, she got a parcel.
There's someone at the door.
Oh.
I'll just go and answer this.
All right.
A parcel.
Oh, a parcel.
That's marvellous.
I love her.
She loves parcels.
Liam and Morecambe wants the moment where Sharon Osbourne forgot the name of her own act on X Factor.
OK, everybody, now is the song word from abroad.
Finland.
Sara, Finland.
Do you remember she did that like 2 or 3 weeks in a row?
Sara Alto, guys.
Okay, everybody, now is the song word from abroad.
From abroad.
Finland.
Finland.
Sara.
Sara. Rubbish. You had one job. Liz from Farnham wants this classic bit of Judge Rinder from our show.
What do you mean he likes quiche? Who likes quiche after 1988?
This is a classic. Julia in New York with Pete Tong reading Radio 1's first ever internet address.
http://www.bbcnc.org.uk/bbctv/radio1/p/tong/index:html.
No wonder we got no email.
Snappy.
And Jay in Lincoln wants this bangers caller, Reese, from last week on the show.
I'll tell you what, I've never had it so much in my life.
What?
Oh,
okay, cool. All right.
Yes. Let's have it.
Go on. Robin Oxford says, can we get the Oxford Uni condom delivery service in next week's Gap? Yes, noted. Look, there's Jen. There she is with a day off in Tring. Hertfordshire. Laura in Forfar.
Where?
Forfar.
Forfar?
Forfar, near Dundee. I always hear that from the football results.
Yeah.
Forfar.
Listen, just have a little dance, enjoy yourself, relax. Bumbleo Wednesday,
relax,
halfway
guys
through the week.
We've got William in Norfolk. We've got Will in Swindon. We've got Tom from Solihull. Joe in Middlesbrough. And Jack in Welshpool. Bumbleo.
I've never had it so much in my life.
Hello to Kevin the Gerbil in King's Lynn.
What?
Intrigued to know how you got the name. Please let us know. The mind boggles.
Is Mr. Broccoli listening as well?
I'm sure he is. Just a broccoli, guys. Just to see him.
I do identify as broccoli.
Right, come on, let's do some shout-outs.
Okay.
Hello, Sam and Dan, building a garage right now in Midsummer Norton.
Joe in the Uni Library in Sheffield.
Hello to Jimmy and Matty, carpet fitters. Hello to Rachel in the office, the office bungalow.
Yummy. Yummo. Have you got another dick back there?
Yeah. Have you got a spare dick?
Okay. Richard in Windy Wisbeach. Kieran in Northampton, really enjoying this today, he needed it.
Steve the hamster in Norfolk.
No, it's just stupid now. They're not texting in. Can we have Chris's wife saying that she wouldn't swipe for him in next week's Gap? Yes, you can, Megan Hawley. Oh, yeah, Roland the Rat's on as well. Yeah, I'll get it. And Luke from Hull listening in the world's smallest window. No, you're not.
You've gone high.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many people are ready for Inuana Bingo. We've got 20 minutes, less than 20 minutes. Set that alarm. Matty's going to be listening at work in Leeds. He's got his alarm set. Phoebe says, also in Leeds, cannot wait for bingo today with actual Harry Potter. I'm listening on the down low, low-key at work. Don't tell. Oh, okay, I just said your name. Oh, there's loads of Phoebes in Leeds. Fine. Kelly in Swindon says, I'll be in kitchen preparing dinner for my husband and myself. It's our anniversary. So, Inuana Bingo, get it on while you're cooking. 3 p.m.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Nathaniel.
Yes, Scotty.
Yes. Chris, we are now talking to the best HGV driver in the whole of the UK.
Wow.
You know, obviously. Come on, man. That's how we do it, man. That's how
exactly.
we do it, man.
Yeah.
Oh, Nathaniel, is there some sort of awards due where you get this thing, or are you just self-proclaimed?
No, I get told it all the time. Like, every time I go to a delivery, the people, the customers always saying, oh, you're a nice guy, you are, Mr. Nathaniel. I goes, oh, they always send other drivers. I goes, it's just send you all the time. So I am hearing that all the time.
Right.
Gathering that must be the best.
You make me very excited.
Yeah.
So, right, when you're delivering, what is it you're delivering? Because it sounds to me it's all about the personality with you.
Yeah, basically what I deliver fruit and veg. I work for a company. I won't disclose the company name because I'll be... You know, my night works on the BBC and all that. But I work for a company we deliver fruit and veg. So yeah, we produce fruit and veg. So the veg you're eating, probably we produce that. Like, have you heard of purple carrots?
Yes, I have.
Have you seen them?
Is that one?
My company produce them.
All right. Is this
a secret to it?
Yeah, I've heard about the secret purple carrots. What's the secret?
Obviously, I can't tell you. That's why it's a secret, my brother.
Right.
Yeah, but what with the secret carrot?
I know the secret. Yeah, I tried to speak to my gaffer a few times. He's not letting on, so...
Right.
Yeah, but is the secret...
KFC.
But is the reason why it's purple the secret? Is that what you mean? Like, the way it's turned purple is the secret?
The way that is the secret, yeah, because not any farmer can just make a purple carrot.
Yeah.
Even make white carrots for Halloween.
Oh, Nathaniel, I think I love you. You're the man.
Nathaniel?
No, real stuff. Talk to me.
I'm talking to you. Would you come on our show more often? Because you're making me really... you're really making me happy.
Well, just log in my number and just shout at me anytime. Yeah. Right?
Well, I'm not going to give you a number out, but I've got it. And I mean, we might call you back.
Log it in, I mean, and obviously you shout me.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
But also, I think you've got a few stories.
What story do you want to know?
Oh, well that's for another time.
This is it.
Right. Oh my God, people are loving you so much. I'm seeing so many messages coming in. Someone says,
"Wow, that's what I like."
Right, all carrots used to be purple. Someone says, "Is that true?"
I don't know about all that. I'm just going off with my gaffer tour. Like I said, I can't see my gaffer lying to me, so that person might just be saying that car.
Who is the gaffer? This is great. Right, Nathaniel's on more. Decided.
Right, decided.
But for now, do you want to choose bangers?
Yeah, go on then.
Right. So this is what I've got for you today. Look at those eyes, it's in her eyes, she's good to go. She can satisfy my mind. Calvin Harris, Dizzy Rascal, Dance With Me. With me. W-I-V.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
All right, well, the good thing is there's a choice. You can choose between two. I really like that song, to be fair. You can have that, we can have my banger choice, which is this old dance classic.
Massive.
Yes, Nathaniel.
This reminds me of Goose Fair when I was about 15.
Yeah, man.
Outside the waltzers, just banging it on bare chicks and all that.
Nathaniel is the best. That is LMC. Yes, mate. This is LMC versus you two.
Yeah.
Take Me to the Clouds Above. Nathaniel, what is your choice?
I'm going to go with that, obviously, my friend.
All right, we'll speak soon.
I challenge you to a game of What's My Age Again? No, really. This is the actual future.
Play What's My Age Again versus Greg James right now.
If you think you've got what it takes, and by that I mean a certain smart speaker, just say...
Ask the BBC to play What's My Age Again.
And let the game begin. Give it a try.
Oh,
OMC versus U2, Take Me to the Clouds Above. Chris's banger today wins, but I don't care because we spoke to Nathaniel.
What a guy. I mean, I like this text. Ian heading to Wakefield put, Nathaniel followed by this tune, sorted. Thanks for cheering me up, lads. Yep.
I mean, we found a new character, I think, guys. Sometimes they just happen unintentionally. Do you remember, like, Nicole from Pontypridd? Yeah,
Good News Jamie as well.
Yeah.
Bangers.
We found a new one.
Love it. Love Nathaniel.
Massive.
Yes, Nathaniel. Me and Nathaniel.
You know what that reminds me of? This reminds me of Goose Fair when I was about 15.
Yeah, man.
Outside the waltzers, just banging it on bare chicks and all that.
Scott Mills.
What about if we were to get Nathaniel and Nicole from Pontypridd on together for one show?
Yeah, there's good potential there.
I mean,
it almost feels like we need a reunion of some of the characters that we've got on the show, like some sort of Christmas party or something. We should consider it.
It's like what when they do X Factor and they bring them all back.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
You're right, some sort of X Factor style-y thing. Innuendo bingo. Can we just discuss how sexy it all looks on there at the moment?
We've got
beautiful sort of... I don't know, it's like an arena now. It feels like it's all stepped up another gear.
It really has. I mean, also, I love Innuendo Bingo, right? But if you look back at some of the old videos now, it's like, oh, it's got a lot better.
Yeah, we were talking about this. It was kind of like back in the day. And it used to be so controversial if there was the tiniest bit of water on someone else.
Yeah.
Like, if something was funny and like there was a little bit of water on someone's knee.
It was like that. It was like Victorian times when, you know, if you flashed a bit of an ankle, it'd be like, oh.
Exactly,
It was like that, only with, like, we didn't go hard on the water at all back then.
Yeah, and when you look at some of the old videos, it will describe it as the wettest innuendo bingo ever.
Really
and
not.
And it's really not wet at all.
Nah. But then, I think there was one year where we just decided to go in hard, and ever since, it's just been torrential.
Yeah, I think Gerard Butler should get a lot of credit for that, because when he played Innuendo Bingo, then it all went off, didn't it? It was
totally.
Like all the A-listers started getting involved.
That changed it completely. And then we had Hugh Jackman do
yes,
it.
Yes, that's
mad.
Right.
Mad, mad, mad.
Will Ferrell.
M says, I am hiding out in the stock room at work, ready to secretly listen to Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah, now's the time. If you need to go for a like long loo break or something like that, now's the time to do it. Secret listening.
Also, we've got Seb who says, I'm going to be listening in just a few minutes to Innuendo Bingo. Right in the middle of Gatwick Airport South Terminal, waiting for my flight to Florence. Luckily, the flight is delayed, so you'll get to hear the whole thing.
Perfect. Good
okay. You got 3 minutes, and then it's Daniel Radcliffe bingo.
Scott Mills.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
This is the epic return of Innuendo Bingo, and here is Daniel Radcliffe. Do you like our new set?
I do. This is very fancy. This is really... You've made strides since I was last here.
Okay, so Daniel and Chris are about to play Innuendo Bingo for the second time. He said yes again, guys, and for that, we thank you.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay, our first clip. We start off with terrific ITV drama The Durrells. And here we find Mrs. D... trying to have a nap, but she's been rudely interrupted.
Would you prefer to rendezvous on the landing?
No.
Sorry to penetrate your bolt hole.
Okay, who wrote that line? Who wrote penetrate in that line? You didn't need to, dude. Surely you knew that at the time.
Sorry to penetrate your bolt hole.
I've never seen The Durrells. I might start.
Yeah, what is that? I don't know what that show is.
I'm going to have to tune in.
Thank you to Rowan for the next clip. It's off to Wimbledon, and no British summit is complete without a tennis ball bag of intended and accidental innuendos. And here, commentator Tracy Austin reveals some very personal preferences of one particular player.
Terrific return, right up the middle, deep and hard, and again in the brown patch.
Tracy.
I know.
Right up the middle, deep and hard, and again in the brown patch.
So descriptive at Wimbledon, aren't they?
I don't know what that even means,
like
really.
You're
not even into your tennis, but that doesn't make much sense.
I mean, I guess there was a patch of worn down. I assume this is on grass.
Yeah.
It must have been worn down.
Now, we go over to
one of Channel 5's finest documentaries. And it's Titanic Draining the Wreck. Now, Dr. Paul Nargolet has been diving for years.
Sorry. Yeah, go on.
But even with such experience, what he saw that day was a real eye-opener.
Oceanic explorer P.H. Nargolet has made 30 trips 3,600 metres down to the Titanic. But he's never seen a 100-metre gash.
Never seen one.
And also, the guy doing the voiceover there, like, he enjoyed that. He knew what he was saying.
Yeah. Okay, next.
I'm doing a day of press after this. Definitely packed a different change t-shirt. I did not pack new trousers.
Oh,
this
no.
I'm fine. I'm joking. I knew what I was getting into. Okay. Don't worry. I'm sure I have some.
Someone over there's already heard that, man. Rushing out to Primark
there
now.
There you go. It's fine.
Right. Okay. A classic clip next from Radio 2. And it seems that Vanessa Feltz has been showing newsreader Alan Dedicote slightly more than he bargained for so early in the morning.
Golden, it's 6 minutes past six, and a glorious moment for me. Mr. Dedicote came in to say hello. You know I love Alan Dedicote, and I don't get to see enough of him, and I've just seen him and had a bit of a cuddle and shown him just a little bit of my cha-cha-cha.
Just a little bit. That was the year that Vanessa did Strictly Come Dancing.
Right, yes. Yeah.
I've just seen him and had a bit of a cuddle and shown him just a little bit of my cha-cha-cha.
We actually played that one to you before.
I was going to say that one's familiar. Doesn't really.
Familiar. Okay, we're back next on Inu Bingo with Daniel Radcliffe. Scott Mills. It's pretty wet over there, guys.
Right? Oh, it's very wet.
You've done
very,
well.
Very
wet.
Yeah. Trousers for Daniel.
Oh yeah, no, don't worry. I'll go. It's mostly sort of print for the rest of the day, so I can do it naked.
All right.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Load up your waters, please. We've got another classic clip now, and it's, as always, a slip-up on BBC Breakfast. During the paper review, it seems that one TV chef is being exposed quite savagely.
And so he's really painting a very bleak picture and saying we have to re-educate ourselves. And in the middle of it, he fingers, shockingly, I might say, Delia Smith.
You just weren't expecting that name, were you?
No, I really wasn't. No. That Delia came out of nowhere then.
He fingers, shockingly, I might say, Delia Smith.
Shockingly.
Let's go over to daytime TV staple Pointless. You a fan of Pointless?
Mm. Love.
Who's your favourite, Richard or Alexander? Richard. Now, it seems that while trying to find an answer about the commissioner of the Metropolitan Police Service, one contestant has made a pointless mistake.
Give us your answers.
The top one is Carissa Dick. The former Sam Allardyce, Vince Cable. I think I'll go for Carissa Dick.
Carissa Dick says Billy.
Sorry, I was in your shoe. I'm so sorry.
And we all know the answer should have been, of course, Cressida Dick.
Cressida Dick.
Caressa.
Caressa Dick.
Caressa Dick.
I love Pointless. I love them both dearly. Yeah. I wish I've got to go. I've got to iPlayer that episode now. Yeah. Find out how they reacted in the moment.
I'm sure they're pleased to know you'd be a fan.
Caressa Dick.
Okay, next. Do you need a refill of water, Dan?
I'm getting low.
There you go.
Oh, no, I've got some. I'm good. Okay. Yeah, I'm good for now.
All right, over to MasterChef. And the reviewers they have on to taste the food can sometimes get a little bit overexcited. Like this guy who really overshared.
I love the hairy prawn.
In an effort to not spit directly in your face, I keep getting your leg. I'm so sorry.
But you've gone right through now.
I'm through as well.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love the hairy prawn.
Okay. Oh. And finally.
What? Also, what is a hairy prawn, even in the context of MasterChef?
I mean, I didn't even think about that.
Like, when does a prawn have hair? Okay, I don't know. Find out. Somebody'll.
Somebody else to put an iPlayer in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
When this next innuendo happened, it became a classic immediately. It's Choreography Corner on Strictly Come Dancing, and here's dance expert Vincent, who seems to reveal more about Faye and Giovanni's rumba than was intended.
For me, there was a lot of... Look at the way Giovanni takes it from behind. She reacts to that like proper Italian.
That made it for me. She reacts like a proper Italian.
And the way Giovanni takes it from behind.
Yeah, like a proper Italian.
Like a proper Italian.
And that was In Your Bingo with Daniel Radcliffe. Bring on the towels.
Pleasure as always.
Amazing.
Let's do it again.
Amazing.
At some point.
The one, the only, the original Innuendo Bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, that was all kinds of amazing. Harry Potter there on bingo. That's mad. Think about that.
That was a great one. Think Wet about, one as well, man.
Think about what I just said. Harry Potter on innuendo bingo. Tom in North Wales says, think I may have actually pulled a muscle in my chest from laughing so much. Absolutely brilliant innuendo bingo today, and I love Daniel. I love that, says Chloe, walking her dog, Bo. And a lot of clips that Gav hadn't heard before. And therefore, there's a chicken mayo with extra mayo now all over his windscreen.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what a good innuendo bingo today. So good to have it back. I can't tell you at the moment, but we have got someone, actually two really good ones for you coming up
in
the next few weeks. It's going to blow your mind. Your minds are going to be blown.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Our Tune of the Week artist is Kim Petras. She tweeted yesterday that she's bummed not to be in the UK when we've made a Tune of the Week with this amazing track, Icy.
I love Kim's fans with this as well, because it's just like, it turns our timelines into just so much positivity.
Yeah.
The way they describe their praise is, they're all wordsmiths.
I mean, they are loyal to their queen.
The descriptions of how much they love are amazing.
I've got some more from our timelines.
You deserve this. You're really leaving your mark on this cruel world and making it a better place. Guiding us into a positive future. I really do hope they play you more often, because you deserve to be heard by the world. I'm so happy to be a part of this journey. I love you, Kim.
Yeah, it's not quite the voice I imagine when I read, you know, the tweets and that.
However, I love you, Kim.
However, passionate fans.
Oh, the best.
I love you. I love you.
Yeah, you get the idea. They love Kim Petras.
I love you.
This is Icy.
Never loved nobody harder. Never ever felt stronger. Thought that we would last forever.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1. Who's this?
Hi, Chris. Hi, Scott.
Hi,
it's
who's
Emily.
That? Who's that?
It's Emily.
Hello, Emily. How can we help you?
I heard you talking about dating sites and apps earlier, and I thought I'd text my story in.
No, oh, nice. What's your story then?
So I met my boyfriend or fiancé now about 3 years ago. We met in a club, so not on a dating site at all. And we were dating for a few weeks, and I found his Plenty of Fish account, and it was absolutely awful. Like, I never would have ever considered him if I'd found him online.
Really?
His picture was like dated, and he had like this horrible mop haircut, which wasn't how it was when I met him, and it was just horrific.
Right.
I definitely wouldn't have, he definitely wouldn't have appealed to me in the internet world.
Right. Okay. So you met him in a club, and he's now your fiance. But then after you met him, you found his POF account, and you were like, absolutely not in a million years.
Definitely.
This is
good.
He
couldn't even spell, which was a big thing for me when I was looking at people's Tinder profiles, that they sounded a bit intelligent, but he couldn't even spell life. I think he spelled it L-Y-F.
Oh, yeah, I love a L-Y-F life.
So, do you reckon...
2K6, but I'm not too sure about future husband material.
So, do you reckon he was completely different on this app as to how you actually know him now?
No, he's definitely the same in person, but for some reason I like it and I didn't think I would, so...
Scott, this is good. We should look at more of these.
Yeah.
This is where, like, you're with someone, you suddenly find or stumble upon their old dating profile and the messages that they would have got and the conversations that were happening before. I mean, it's got cringe written all over it, but could be gold.
Oh, this could be good for future. Let us know if you want to delve into your past with us. And you've been with him how long now?
3 years now.
You see, it's for real, this. This is real love.
Tried and tested. Just meet someone in a club.
Right, yeah, exactly. But on the site, you were like, I don't think so.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
God, our listeners are so suspicious. I mean, I get it, but she's like, everyone's like, why was she on Plenty of Fish then? If she met the guy in the club and she liked him. No, she just found his old account. That's all. That's all there is to it.
Oh, I just took it that maybe she'd gone through his phone or something and gone on the app there, which probably isn't great either.
So many messages. She's tripped up. Why was she on POF while she was with him? She just had a look.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow from 1, radio's number one and only conception feature. Where do you think they were at 1:40?